What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach Nisi, and you are tuning in to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You, a transformation podcast in which we encourage you to take accountability for your health and your wellness. We know that in order for us to change, that change must begin with you, meaning you, the individual, taking accountability and just simply being reminded that the choices that you make are all going to be based on what you decide to do. Yep, absolutely. What is going on, everybody? It has been a while. If you have been listening to this podcast, you know that I don't like to publish when I don't have topics on my heart or just talk to be talking. I am always very intentional with this podcast because I want you to benefit from every episode, every word, and find value in those words. And so I do want to thank you because every week I still see more people still tuning in all around the world. And thank you for just being faithful to just showing up to say, hey, where is Coach Nisi and how is she doing? So thank you so much. Today, I really want to talk about not being shameful in your body and in your desire to change. And this came about this morning when I had a just a coaching call, just a follow-up call with one of my clients. And my client was discussing with me on how someone was negative towards her because she works at a plus-size store and she's no longer plus size. And they're wondering, why does a non-plus-size woman work in a plus-size store? So, a little bit of background about my client. My client was plus size for a lot of her life, and she was beautiful in her plus size figure. But somewhere or another, she decided that she wanted to change. And so, guess what? She decided to get a trainer where she lives and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the challenge to change my health because I just want to feel better, right? Whatever health issues she may have had or feelings, those are things that I won't, discuss because those are private between herself and my and herself and me now. However, the thing was, she was like, I want to get to a healthier size because one day I want children, one day I want to be married, one day there are things that I want to do. And so it bothered me, because I too on my side get the looks of people, oh, you're too skinny, you're too muscular. And it's always, I'm too something. And for her, it was, you're not welcome, or you are too something. You are too something has come around again. And I'm not fond of this. I don't understand, why we as a community continue to judge others for what they decide to do with their bodies. No one understands what it's like to not feel comfortable in your own skin. And for me, like I've always told y'all, if you've been with me from the beginning, you know that I've never been a plus size woman, but I do know what it's like to be at a weight that I was uncomfortable and drop down to a weight that I was uncomfortable. So I had to figure out what my happy medium was. And once I understood that, all I could hear from people that were in my circle at the time, don't get too skinny. Oh, you thin, you're not. You don't look cute without no, with being super skinny, or you need to eat. If you really understand and take a look at someone in the fitness world or someone who decides to take a drastic change in their life, a lot of times it's for personal reasons. I've seen many women and men who do it for vanity. There are some who truly love exercise, those who, love to get out and work with the weights. For myself, as being a personal trainer was not really a desire of mine, but it was a decision I made in order to elevate my life. So it stemmed into a love. So I love going to the gym no matter what, whether I'm getting, physical goals or not. It's a part of my therapy. But however, When you see people in the gym, there's a reason why many of us go. There's a broad number of reasons. And again, regardless if it's a good reason or not, guess what? You don't have to like it. I have found that people are so bold with what they have to say and their opinions as if it matters. And so here I am. I am a coach. I am a holistic coach. I believe in working very hard to change your lifestyle and your habits in order to build a new you, in order to have a healthier and happier you. I do not subscribe to the number of medications and things that and pills and potions and magic, things that people like to utilize. I am not a fan of those, right? I cannot down anyone for the decisions that they make. Again, who cares what someone decides to do with their body, right? However, I focus on those who I subscribe to, those who want to change their habits, change their lifestyle, change their goals, decide that they want to live healthier, learn how to eat better within moderation, and rebuild themselves so that now they can live a healthier and happier life. So many people do not understand what it's like to be shamed and bullied and talked about. It's not a comfortable feeling, but I notice that we constantly do it and judging others as if we have the final say when our day comes. We really don't. As a coach, I cannot tell one client what she should and should not do with her body unless she's paying me to do that. I will give recommendations, they don't always take them. I've had one of my clients who've been with me, and for a long time, she didn't want to follow her meal plan. And I kept telling her why, I kept telling her why. And finally, when she did, oh, you can't get that baby off her meal plan no more. Because she feels comfortable in her skin now. She understands the value of what I was giving and what I was offering, right? It wasn't the fact that she was just rebellious. She just likes to enjoy her food, which is fine. And so the deal is that we all come around at certain times. We all come around to do things at different times. And sometimes it takes us a little bit longer to understand our why or why we need to do things. As a coach, I want to see people in the gym. As a coach, I want to see people out walking and running and outside playing with their kids. I miss those days. I want to see more of a healthier community, where we're doing things a lot more naturally and, not always consuming the things that are taking and chipping away at our day-to-day life. But I'm talking to the people who are being bullied and told, you are too big, you are too skinny, you are too muscular, you are, working out too much. Those people who are hearing this constantly, this message is for you. Do not be concerned about what anyone else has to say about your journey. I understand you are where you are because you are going through something right now, whether it's a good something, a bad something, or you just are just going. You're just kind of making it through the day. You are beautiful and bold. You are handsome and bold as you are. If you are on the unhealthier side and are heavier in weight, understand that your time is coming where you will make the change when you are ready, when you find that value and getting healthier. But there's a message that you got to receive and that you got to be okay with. Now, for those of you who are getting, you are too skinny and you don't belong or you need to eat something, listen, you know what a healthy weight looks like. Now, I'm not talking to those who are struggling with health eating disorders. I will always recommend a therapist at any time for us to get some help with those things. I'm talking to those people who are losing weight because that makes them feel confident and feel good in their bodies and they love it, or they're dealing with body dysmorphia. Baby, listen, love the skin that you're in. You are at a good place. Maintain it. Enjoy your food. Continue to work out hard and continue to love on yourself. And that's for everybody. Don't worry about what other people have to say about you. Because at the end of the day, you are too is something that they are not doing, especially with those who are working out. Those of you, us who are just kind of trying to find our way, getting into healthier habits, we're dealing with some traumas and some issues that we have to really work on. Baby, your time is coming too. And as it goes back to my client, you belong right where you are to inspire others to look at what you've done and on a mission to change lives one person at a time. You know, I was talking to her and she was like, "What is your podcast going to be about?" And I didn't really know. And when I took my nap for the day, I realized, you know what? I have heard you are too muscular for a woman way too many times. I have been told you are too skinny one too many times. So I felt the sentiment that when I listened to her voice, like this lady had the audacity to say this to you, and you don't even know her. I had to understand why I was on the journey that I was on. I had to understand what my mission and my purpose was for doing what I was doing. And that goes for my client as well. She is on a mission to change her life and to take her life back. And so if you are on, you know, if you are in this category that you are too, you know, you are too big, you are too skinny, you are too muscular, you are too hell, I don't even know. Like, what else can you be, right? Don't worry about what everybody else has to say. And trust me, I know it's easier said than done. Okay, listen, your girl knows because I dealt with it. I still deal with it now. Someone was like, "Oh my God, you are too big. You are really putting on some size." Yeah, I'm in off season. So what? I feel really good. I'm still in my small mediums. And when I get ready to go into my cut, guess what? I will look very well. I am comfortable here. My coach is happy with where I am. What is it to you? Okay, right? And so here is for the people also too, you know, that are constantly judging and putting us in categories. You know, whatever you are, wherever you are in your life, I know there's maybe a good reason behind some of the things you say, but just know that mental health is attached to our bodies, unfortunately. How we feel, how we see ourselves, it's attached to our confidence. And even though you might think it helps, sometimes it does not. Be mindful of how you tell somebody that you're disappearing, you know, or that you're too big, or that you need to stop losing weight. Those comments are real detrimental to the mental health of a person. It can make somebody truly feel bad about themselves. Some of us have not developed the drive and the strength to be able to overcome comments like that. Is it your job to kind of police your words? No. But you know, nowadays, you never know what a person is going through. And like I said, you have no idea why someone is on a fitness journey, a health journey. They could have an underlying health issue that you know nothing about that is tearing them up inside. And they're saying, "You know what? I just want to fight to live daily. And therefore, my journey into the gym is for me to fight for my life." You don't know that. But your comments can easily cause them to spiral down. I would never tell you what to do or what to say. But just know that if you see somebody changing their life, it doesn't always have to be traumatic either. Let me say that. A person who decides to lose weight can simply say, "I just want to feel better." And like my client, nothing traumatic truly happened with her. You know, she just wants to look better and feel better for herself. She was gorgeous as a plus-size woman. But she said, "You know what? I want to feel even better. Let me see what I can do." And here she is, maximizing the opportunity and killing the game. Down over 100 pounds. And we are going into down over 200 pounds here soon. She's killing it. And so again, I wanted to make sure I made that disclaimer because some people think that you have to have so trauma related situations to cause you to want to change, you know, how you feel, how you look, all these things. No, it's not always trauma related. However, we don't know anyone's trauma and what they look at certain events in their life as trauma. Okay. And so I say to this, just be mindful when you give compliments or when you say things. You never know where a person is in their life. You never know where they are and what could be going on with them. Check their heart and ask them, hey, how did you get on this journey? Why did you get on this journey? Find out why. You'll be interested to hear. And then, two, someone who eats, it could be comfort, it could be loneliness, it could be, I just don't know how to stop and might need help. It could be a cry out for help. Can we be mindful of how we treat each other these days? Does that even a thing anymore to love on someone as they go through a journey of change just to become a better them for their family and their friends? Is that a crime now that we get judged on changing to become better for ourselves? Well, I hope not, because I've committed quite a few of that, if that's a crime. Because every day I'm on a journey to become a better coach, a better mom, a better wife, a better sister, a better daughter, a better friend, and even a better me for me. Every day I'm on a journey to be better. Some days I don't know what that looks like, but every day I am trying my best to become a better me. And like I said, if it's a crime, I've committed many, and I'm not going to apologize for wanting better for my life, and neither should you. All right, everybody. I truly hope that that touched someone or brought some smiles and grace and strength inside the minds of others as well. Please take this message and use it whenever you need it. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you all for tuning in to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You. This is your girl, Coach Nisi. I'm out and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.